Welcome to Career Tools. Today's show, How to Eat Lunch, Part 2. Here we go. Okay. The next one is interesting one to me because people don't do it as often as they used to. But I remember when my dad used to go to work, he used to bring his own lunch all the time. But I don't see that all that often these days.
Yeah. Part of this is also money management as well. Bringing your lunch allows you to control what you eat and when you eat, right? If you don't have lunch, you have to go. You may not want to go during lunch hour, or you may be in line for 15 minutes, which is a waste. I'm amazed. You go to a lunch place in New York City and there are people standing in line. What are they all doing? They're all checking their phones. those of us who travel a lot will tell you that after a while, frankly, room service or eating out loses its appeal at some point. Making a choice between 12 things on the menu is difficult the first time, but the 12th, it's really not all that difficult. When you've already tried everything, it's just not exciting. So whether it's avoiding foods you don't enjoy or don't agree with you or having too much of the foods you like, it's easier for you if you bring your lunch. If you bring it, if you made it in the morning, you don't have to stand in line. And, you know, we've said before, I think it was the Preparing for a Layoff cast, we said you need to have 6 months saved up. The $5 you spend at lunch adds up. That's a, you know, it's $100 a month. You could easily save $1,000 a year by making yourself a sandwich. It looks very old fashioned. There are some people who would laugh at it, but you'll save yourself a bunch of money. You'll save yourself a bunch of time, both of which are really, really good. You still get to eat, probably eat a little bit more healthy. Many of you are, I know, making lunches for your kids for school. A lot less of you are doing that than was true 30 years ago or 40 years ago, but I know some of you still are doing it, and you can do that. You easily could do that. And yeah, you probably don't want to bring it in a brown bag, and you want to bring something that's not too messy. You don't have to bring what your kids are going to bring. Yes, you could get something prepared. You could buy something that's packaged, but those generally a little bit more expensive. But the point is, you'll have something to eat. It will take you less time. It will save you money. And you have one less hurdle you have to go over through the day in terms of leaving your desk, because you must leave your desk in order to get lunch. Taking your lunch with you gives you more time undistracted rather than standing in line, particularly standing in line again at noon when everybody else is standing in line as well.
Yeah, and you said don't bring it in a brown bag, or that probably might not want to do this. So check Tomasi, that means you can't bring it in your Darth Vader lunchbox either. So
oh my, yeah. Okay. Well, unless you don't care about looking like a professional.
There you go. There you go. I know Chuck cares about that. So no Darth Vader, Chuck. Okay. That leads to our next point as well, because, and you mentioned it, right? If you pack your own lunch, it's a lot easier to eat healthy and frankly, less, right? Which is something I could learn.
I was talking to Bill White's class recently up at Northwestern, and he said, we were having lunch together. He said he read something. I'm going to get it wrong. He said something, eat a big breakfast, share your lunch with a friend, and give your dinner to an enemy. The idea being, right, eating less and eating more earlier in the day rather than more later in the day. Yeah. Wendy saw an article recently by a personal trainer which said that he had given up giving his clients advice on what to eat. His clients said they felt overwhelmed by all the studies that show first coffee is good for you, it's not, red wine is good, but then it's not, blah, blah, blah. This trainer said he had found that what he would say to his clients is, what did you have for dinner last night? And they would say, I had chicken and vegetables and chocolate dessert. That's the fourth time I've had dessert this week. I probably should have skipped it or had fruit. He had found that basically his clients knew how to eat healthy with the things that could be bad for them in moderation. Reporting to him helped them stick to what they knew was good for them. So we're not going to tell you what's good to eat, what's healthy for you or not. You know, you just need to do it. And probably you're not going to do it if just because we say to, right? If you believe in effectiveness, no, the better you eat, the more healthy you are, the more effective you can be longer during every day. Many of us overeat. We must be, otherwise there wouldn't be so much news about obesity. Sitting at your desk doesn't burn as many calories as you'd like. You don't need as much as you think, and you don't need to reward yourself for working hard. Make the reward the output of the work itself, which totally sounds like my mother saying, I'm not going to give you money for getting an A. The A is the reward. That's your payment for your hard work. Food is for fuel, not for rewards. So eat a little less, eat a little smarter, and we'll leave it there, because if you're not listening to your personal trainer, you're not going to leave listen to us. But we're trying to balance, embrace reality with be effective.
How about eating lunch throughout the day? There's a lot of studies and evidence out there that eating several small meals during the day is healthier than eating three large meals.
Yeah.
I do mean it from a health perspective. There's evidence. I think a lot of people believe that to be true. But help me balance that with being a professional and how it might affect me at the workplace. Because I can see somebody say, hey, I'd like to do that, but I can't because of the interruptions it causes, or it's just plain weird. I don't know. What do you think about
that? Yeah, I guess we kind of have three recommendations on that. One, if you're that kind of healthy person who is already eating six small meals a day, fine, keep doing it. We're not telling you you need to change and only eat one bigger meal during the day. That's fine. If you're a person listening to this going, I think I finally want to do that, we're not going to tell you not to. We're just going to tell you, don't use this cast as guidance to start doing that simply because you're going to be more healthy and then end up eating smaller meals during which you're entirely distracted. And then the basis for this cast is wasted. You do need a break. So if you're doing that, you need to make sure you make a break so that you're not ending up losing all of your energy at 5 o'clock in the day. I don't think that eating six small meals a day, not taking a break during any of them, will overcome the grinding down that your body gets. Even if you're a young person and fit, folks, I'm sorry, such that at 6 o'clock, you're going to be as effective as you were at 6 p.m., that you're going to be effective as you were at 7 a.m., okay? So look, if you're already doing that, fine. Yes, you can eat at your desk if you do that, but take a proper break at lunchtime as well. And so what I would recommend is maybe you take a snack in the middle of the morning, something light, and then during the middle of the day, between 11:30 and 1, sometime in there, you take a little bit of a longer break and you get up and get away from your desk so that you don't end up saying, I'm healthy because I'm eating six times a day, eating at your desk, not getting the distraction, and again, losing the energy at the end of the day when in fact you need it. That's not increasing your effectiveness. Again, though, if you're not doing that now, don't take this cast as a chance to do that. I know a lot of people who say, I'm going to start eating smaller meals during the day, and they don't do it. Career Tools is not a personal health podcast. We want you to be healthy, obviously, and there's some things you can do in terms of the fuel you put inside the locomotive thing that carries around your brain. But changing to that style, we think if in fact you get to avoid having a break, is probably not an effective way to be. And it's much harder than most people realize.
Good. Next point, eat with others. I love this one. You know, breaking bread, quote unquote, with others is, you know, that's been in cultures for a long, long time.
Right. There's something about groups of humans and food, which is hardwired into us. Norman Rockwell's painting about freedom, the picture of Thanksgiving dinner, the family all looking at the bird. It seems pretty natural, doesn't it? Look, eating with others in your team strengthens your relationship with them. It gives you a casual environment where you find out about their families, about what's going on that they maybe not share at their desk. They may have a good idea for you about the problem you've been wrestling with all morning. And by the way, when everybody else is going to a restaurant, you can take your lunch into a restaurant. Probably best not take a brown bag into a really, really nice restaurant. But most places today, didn't used to be true, but a lot of places today that professionals are eating at are fast food or some form of self-service, and they don't mind you bringing something in. That said, you don't have to do that every day. You can easily bring something in 3 days a week on the days that you think most people aren't going to eat out. I've noticed that a lot of people have lunch together on Friday, and you still save money if you bring in your lunch sometimes, and you still get a chance to eat lunch with other people at other times. So yeah, absolutely. I think when people say, hey, you want to go to lunch with us? I think saying, no, I'm going to take a break and be by myself, and I've got to eat these carrot sticks that I brought in because of this Career Tools podcast. Folks, that's dumb. Don't do that. If you get invited to go to lunch with your team, go ahead and go. Do you have to go every day? Is it a rule that if everybody goes to lunch every day that you go with them every day? No, you don't have to do that. But don't exchange going to lunch with them with sitting at your desk and working through to get ahead, because as we've said 50,000 times during this cast, it doesn't work.
What do you mean by be respectful? That's one of your points. What's that about?
I think what people do is they say, okay, this is my lunchtime, and they forget the rules about being a professional and being respectful and recognizing they're in a workplace with other people, and there's friction there, right? Conflict is the definition of conflict is two human beings in the same county. We read an article in the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago about lunch, and included a guy brought a sardine sandwich into work. His associate doesn't like the smell of the sandwich, but she doesn't want to be a problem to him. So, oh, what's she do? She tells her boss, and her boss doesn't, her boss is thinking, well, he doesn't report to me. So he tells his boss, who is the CIO of the company, who then tells a peer of the first boss who was told, who then tells the guy, hey, cut it out. It smells. It's not nice. You know, this is dumb. It's dumb managerially. And probably he wasn't being respectful by bringing a sardine sandwich. Or it's okay to bring a sardine sandwich, but be respectful and eat it somewhere else so the smell doesn't drive everybody else crazy. Now, I will tell you this. A lot of people thought that when I told the story with people, they're like, oh, yeah, I can't believe it. We've got all kinds of smells, lunchroom smells in our office. I can't believe people bring all this stuff. Don't they know I'm allergic? Don't they know I don't like that smell? Don't they know it makes me want to gag? Folks, look, part of being respectful is if somebody's eating something you don't normally eat, I'm sorry, there are far too many people in the world who are telling us now, oh, yes, I'm ready to throw up right this minute. Really? No, you're not. You're being oversensitive. So be respectful if somebody else brings their lunch in. And maybe it's not a smell you love, but unless they're cooking fish, it's probably going to be gone in 30 minutes and it'll be okay. And if you're somebody who says, well, I'll smell it for days, you need to get over yourself. The culture has become, oh, let's not offend anybody. Well, you're not offended if somebody brings in a lunch that smells a little bit. That said, if you're bringing in your lunch, let's be respectful of other people. And if you think it might be a little bit smelly, or as somebody once said, well, if you're going for smelly, the smelliest thing I know of is popcorn in the microwave. But if something is going to be loud or messy, don't eat it at your desk. Hopefully, you've already made that point. And take that smelly lunch somewhere else and eat it somewhere else. Now, you could also choose to eat something else. And I think that's a good choice. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, yeah, that's my favorite food in the world, but other people may not like it. And so I won't bring it to work. I'll eat it on Saturday. I'll eat it on Sunday.
Yeah, this stuff is interesting to me because I've shared this, some of the stuff we do with my mother, of course, and she listens to things like this and she goes, well, I don't know why you're talking about in Career Tools. That's not career related or professionally related. That's just being a human being. Well, okay, Mom. Sometimes people need to be reminded of that. So
yeah. So, and let's also be respectful that if somebody's lunch is a little bit smelly, give them a pass the first day. If in fact it's really bothering you, and ask yourself, would Mark be bothered? If it's really bothering you, go talk to them directly. That's being respectful rather than showing disrespect for your boss and his boss and the other boss and so on, getting all those people involved in a sardine sandwich. Gee whiz. By the way, another thing too about being respectful, if you're using the kitchen to warm something up or to finish making your lunch that you started it before you came to work in the morning, there's a sign in there and it says, tidy up after yourself. And somehow the tragedy of the commons is such at work that people leave the break room or the lunchroom or whatever messy. So clean up after yourself. Your mother was right. That's part of being respectful as well. And I guess there's one more bit of being respectful, which is be aware that you're still at work and you're taking a break from working, but you're not taking a break from work. By the way, it is okay. I probably should have said this earlier. It's okay to run some errands at lunch. It's totally fine to do that. You got to take your phone with you, obviously. Don't think you're getting a fabulous break if you're running around errands at lunch. If you're running three or four places around town at lunch and trying to get back in 1 hour, you're not helping yourself. That's not helping your energy at the end of the day.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about building your network. I am shocked, absolutely shocked. Not like the stuff we've covered already isn't useful, but building your network during lunch, to me, that's what lunch is for. It's not to eat. It's to build your network.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Eating is what we do when we're building our network.
There you
go. In our Build Our Network cast, we gave the guidance to use one lunch break a week to have lunch with somebody in your network. Whether that's maintaining an existing relationship or developing a new one, lunch is an ideal time, ideal opportunity to spend some time with someone inside or outside your company, 1 day a week. Since you have to have lunch and you need to build your network, doing both together makes a lot of sense. It's the definition of effectiveness, really. So we just wanted to make that reminder that all of this cast about how to eat lunch doesn't trump that. 1 day a week, don't bring your lunch. Have lunch with somebody else unless they bring their lunch too. And break bread with them and spend some time and strengthen the relationship, because as we've said before over and over and over again, two things matter: results and relationships when it comes to your career.
Yeah. So folks, if that doesn't make sense to you, like that doesn't immediately resonate with you, I'd recommend you go listen to the podcast on the topic of building your network.
So wrap up. Yeah, that's it. Take a break, leave your desk, be available, bring your lunch if you can, eat healthy and probably less than you're eating now. Yeah, you can eat throughout the day, but you still need to make some time for a break. Eat with others, be respectful, build your network. Folks, most of us need fuel in the middle of the day. The vast majority of us also need more than a few minute break. If it's going to happen every day, it's more effective of us to have some general rules for making it effective and useful. Lunch and the lunch hour and taking a break versus not taking a break is a systemic problem that we need to know how to handle. If all you think of is rushing through and trying to get stuff done while eating and pushing crumbs into your keyboard, it's not the best or most effective approach. It's not the best approach today in the short term, and it's definitely not the best approach in the long term. Don't start the afternoon lethargically because you think you need to have a big lunch. Be mindful of what you need, what your body needs to carry your brain around. And look, if you're going to have lunch and you're going to eat spaghetti, be careful, whatever you do.
Hail Street Blues, be careful out there.
Be careful out there. There you go.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, partner.
All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, check out the discussion forums, www.manager-tools.com/forums. Hope to see you there. So long, folks.